96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Long or short, straight or curly, hair is everything to black women. It's their crown. Hair is so important to many of them that when they have to choose between working out and their hairdo, they don't work out. Well, tonight, we're talking about this complicated issue. Is your hair getting in the way of your health and fitness? Well, my guests are Heather Worthy Wilson, co-author of Love Affair with My Hair, Why Black Women Cheat on Health, and Sherelle Duncan, certified personal fitness trainer and creator of The Good Thick LLC. We're talking about black women, their hair, working out, and their health. Can they all just get along? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly follow us on Twitter using the hashtag WHURFM. So thank you so much, Sherelle, for being on the line. And Heather, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks
thank
for having
you
me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so this is such a hot topic. we just started the conversation and the lines have just blown up. But I want to start with this love affair with my hair, why black women cheat on health. Okay, Heather, why do you think black women are cheating on their health when it comes to their hair?
Wow, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question. I mean, again, it's a society, it's a popular culture. It's putting vanity above our health. It's what we see on TV. It's what we've learned over years and years and years, possibly from our mothers, our sisters. Our hair has become a staple, and we're not going to mess it up. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. We spend a lot of time at the hairdresser, and sweat will bring it back to our natural state.
Mm-hmm. And so what's wrong with that natural state, Sherelle?
So me being natural myself, you know, I didn't start really working out or I didn't become a trainer until I became natural. So I don't have the issue of worrying about if it goes back to my natural state because it's always here. And I also have a lot of clients that are not, their hair is processed and they'll still work out, but they'll complain to me for days about me messing up their hairdo. Like if they went to the hairdresser on Thursday and Saturday we work out, and then by Monday when it's time for them to go to work, they'll call me with text like, look at what you did to my hair. I can't believe you did this to my hair. You killed my hairdo. But they'll still work out. I'll have some that'll say, if my appointment's on Thursday, I'm not going to see you until Tuesday. I got to get somewhere out of this because I can't have my natural hair showing. I don't understand it too much because I don't have that issue. But I mean, I can understand it because if you're paying all this money, if you're paying for bundles or if you have a shortcut and you're getting a perm, that's a lot of money and they invest in their hair. And so to them at that time, their hairdo is way more important than that 30 to 60 minute workout. And they don't want those edges not to be laid for their date. You know, they want them edges to be laid for their selfies. They go, you know, they have to do it for the culture. So it's a bunch of different things that they don't want to do. They just, you know, the edges have to be laid.
But you make an interesting point, which I want to share this with Heather. You said they make an investment in their hair, but what about the investment in their health?
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look, it's an interesting hot topic, and I'm sure that we could meet outside of this and probably talk even more about it.
Yes.
You know, I think the other important thing is to understand the history and the culture of hair and how it really affects communities of color, particularly African-American women, dating back to slave days and, you know, going on to the Black Power movement, to just where we are now, where things are a little bit more, we can be who we are now. We can wear natural. I'm natural, too. That was the hardest thing that I think I've ever done, because I was processed for so long trying to, I guess, be more European. Like, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think that when everything crashed, you know, the economy crashed, Black owned salons never went under. They never went under because
they found the money to get their hair done.
They did. You know, they did, and they still do. And, you know, I have been a victim of, I'm not going to work out because I just got my hair done. I'm not that way anymore because I've found ways to work around it. I mean, we're at the gym. I see a lot of us at the gym desperately trying to save our hair with wraps and pins and all kind of stuff. And that's just what it takes.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about hair, health, and fitness for Black women. Can they all just get along? If you have a question or a comment, give me a call. Lines are open. Darlene, calling from Maryland. Darlene, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much. This is Darlene. I own Thick and Fit, which is a boot camp company, and I have heard this controversy for a long time, but it's no longer an issue. It's no longer where women should feel they have to choose. With the options in hair care today, there are a plethora of ways that we can take care of our hair, work out, and go to work right afterwards. So today, there's really no reason why women are choosing their hair over fitness, because if you really want to slay, your hair should match your body.
But the reality is, Darlene, that it is an issue. It is a consistent issue. One of my beloved coworkers today, when I told her what the program was about, she said, "Well, before I go into the gym, they better give me some, you know, ideas about what to do about my hair, or I'm not going to do it." And you know, I see it. You know, I see it in the gym all the time, or I should say, I don't see it in the gym all the time, because the only ones that are in the gym are the ones that aren't so much worried about their hair. So, you know, I agree with you that it shouldn't be a problem, Darlene, but it is.
And what I would say to that is the reason it will remain an issue for some women is because it's a choice. Do I want to take the time to find out what I need to do to make sure that my hair continues to look good after or before a workout? Mm-hmm. I think once you make that a priority, because I'm a firm believer that if you want to do something, you find a way to do it. If you don't, you find an excuse.
There you go.
And so if you really and truly want to work out, then you will find a way, because the ways have been made. I do remember when we didn't have too many options, but today, it is loaded with options for women with all textures of hair.
Okay.
Well, so
Darlene,
Darlene,
thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Black women, Black hair, and health and fitness. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Tiff, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tiff. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just tuning in on the subject. I really want to work out, and I want, and I'm also natural, and I don't do both.
Why not?
Because I think that with the natural, it's really expensive. So, you know, whether I was working out and went into a gym, my hair would be in a ponytail anyway, you know. So at the end of the day, I'm kind of stuck in the middle, you know. Why don't I work out? And why don't I invest in my hair as far as how most of these other Black women do, with putting the perms in and, you know, spending all this money for these bundles and stuff. And then at the end of the day, their hair is unhealthy, edge is gone, you know, so they sacrifice their own hair to put in this false hair. And it's like, now you have no hair, but then you're still not working out either. So I don't know. Maybe I need to start getting in the gym and not worry so much about my hair, because I really don't. But I'm a full-blown natural.
And you know what?
I have a question for you. You said you are natural?
Yeah, full blown.
Okay. I will say this, and this is, and I may get a lot of backlash for this, but since with me being natural, it's easier for me to work out and sweat because my hair is already in its natural state,
exactly.
Right? So when
okay.
I'm sweating and I'm doing, like, I go hard in the gym. So once I'm done with my workout, my hair doesn't look any different. It may feel sweaty and things like that, but to bring it back to how I had it before I started working out, it's so much easier. It's just, you know, a matter of wetting it, putting in a leave-in conditioner, something to get the curls back popping. But I still feel great about my hair, and I feel even better about my workout because I did it. Even if I didn't feel like it, I went into the gym or I put on a DVD at my house, and I actually did it. Even if it's just 30 minutes, all you need is 30 minutes, and you don't have to jump up and down, jump through the roof. You could do 30 minutes of a low-impact workout, and you could still feel great, and that'll put your body in a mode where, okay, I'm trying to get it together. I'm not being lazy. I'm not just sitting here. My metabolism is up, and I'm ready to take on the world. I really feel empowered being a natural-haired black woman that works out.
Heather, go ahead.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so, you know, I would just say that working out shouldn't be a chore. You should feel good about going to work out. It should be part of your, just like you get up and take a shower, brush your teeth. It's something that is, you know, that you need to build up to. So it's not going to happen right away. But, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I mean? So I think that you are natural, so you to be honest with you, have it easy. I'm natural, but I still wear my hair straight, flat ironed. So I'm constantly with the wrap and the bobby pins, and then I have to sit under a dryer. I mean, so it's much longer. But for you, if you wear it curly and natural, you should just be able to really go in the gym and get it in.
And
just to the other point that the young lady that was on the phone before, you know, it is still an issue. Black women are still, 4 out of 5 of us are still considered obese or overweight. You know, that's 80%. So 70%, we're 70% more likely to be obese than white women. So there is still an issue with the working out, whether it's hair, whether it's socioeconomic, whether it's demographic, whatever it is, there's still an issue that needs to be tackled. But what I am saying, and why myself and Desiree Williams wrote this book, is because we see that we've been there, we've made the excuse, and we know that people come in and they're not going to work out because they're not going to sweat their hair out. That's their main line. I've said it. I'm sure every black woman has said it. And it's unfortunate. So I do want to make sure that we recognize that there is still an issue. Obesity is an epidemic in this country, and it disproportionately affects African-American women.
Tiffany, thank you so much for your phone call. Good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about black women, black hair, black health and fitness. Can they all get along? Lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rhonda, calling from Upper Marlboro. Rhonda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I am so glad that you all are having this topic. I've been waiting for this for years. So as a 53-year-old woman, you know, I came from a time where everybody had a perm. I had a perm since I was 14. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I just said, I'm not getting any more perms. You know, I always had beautiful hair, but I just said, I'm not getting any more perms. So although I didn't have a perm, I wasn't wearing my hair natural. So there is a difference. And so I was getting my hair blown out, and so I still couldn't work out because, you know, if any heat or sweat hits that hair, it's going to draw up. Quick. So I did not work out. And I just said, I'm tired of this. I love to swim. I was always concerned about my hair. I was defined by my hair. I defined myself by my hair. So I just cut it off. I just cut it all off.
Yeah.
And so I feel like so free. I can do what I want. I can swim when I want. I can exercise when I want. I can go out in the rain if I want.
Yes.
And I've been very, very careful not to impose those same issues on my daughter. My daughter's 13 years old. She's just like I was. You know, she's concerned about her hair, but she works out. She plays sports, and if it gets nappy, it's just nappy.
Well, listen,
unless I put some braids in it, or
Rhonda, I got it, and I appreciate you. I've got to take a break, though. Thank you so much for your phone call. We're talking about black women, black hair, black health, and fitness. Can they all get along? Stay with us. Lines are still open. We're going to be taking your phone calls. If you're on the line, don't hang up. You'll be able to hear the program, and we will get to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in a few seconds. The Howard.